Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your... Hey, please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root, the legendary Wayne Allen Root. And on Friday, yours truly, Lee Elsie, that's my name. I get a chance to hang out with you on all of these great radio stations from one coast to another. And yes, Christopher is still down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials, flipping all the switches, making all the girls swoon. Did I just use the word swoon? Does anybody use swoon? Do I actually have to look that up? I said it. I'm not even sure I know what it means. But anyway, yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. I will throw some cool guests at you during the course of the next 60 minutes, including a few from the Heritage Foundation. But I want to open up this Friday, the 16th day of December 2022, talking about your personal freedom. Your freedom, your personal security, your privacy, and lack of it. There are reports popping up that the United States is set to ban TikTok over security concerns. I am not a fan of banning. I don't like to ban anything, really. I like freedom to reign more often than not. But TikTok may actually fall into a different category. The commissioner of the FCC thinks it's going to happen. They think they're going to ban TikTok. And if they ban TikTok, all of you kiddies out there, your millennials or younger, what will you do? Where will you go? Right now, only 28% of the people who took part in the survey are actually against a ban on TikTok. I literally have been saying this for, well, over a year. Ever since TikTok began to be a little bit more mainstream, you see it on your Instagram feed, you see it maybe in Facebook or in places on Twitter. TikTok steals every single piece of your personal information. They know everything you do, everywhere you go on the internet, they know about it. You may think you sign off on some kind of a privacy agreement that they can't either share it or use it. All false. All garbage. TikTok is the equivalent, at least for mainstream consumers, to Satan on the internet. They are, I hate to use this analogy, but they're a cancer that has somehow gotten into your body and is corrupting it from the inside out. It's worse than 1984. It's time to tell some of these big tech companies that it's not okay. And you can start with TikTok. Think about how much power, how much overwhelming power Mark Zuckerberg has, or Jeff Bezos, or Dorsey had. Think about that. They control information. When you control information, you control the narrative. You decide what is true and what is false. It is worse than 1984. It's time to end techno-fascism. I'm about freedom. I'm about liberty. But if they're going to take information and use the mechanism that mainstream America uses as far as the dissemination of that information, there's got to be something done to level the playing field, make it even, so free speech can reign. And that is why Elon Musk, again, I'm still not sure if he's a supervillain or a superhero, but at least right now in front of me, I believe Elon Musk is attempting to do the right thing. Level the playing field. Make it so that all voices can be heard. How can humanity be free when folks control what you think, what you read, what you see, how you see it, where you see it, even when you see it, and what gets shared on Facebook or other social media platforms? I've said it already. I'll say it again. It's worse than the book 1984.
Welcome to the world of constant surveillance, the destruction of language, and a never-ending war. To the future, or to the past, to a time when thought is free, when men are different from one another and do not live alone, to a time when truth exists and what is done cannot be undone, from the age of uniformity, from the age of solitude, from the age of Big Brother, from the age of doublethink. Greetings. Freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4. If that is granted, all else follows. 2 + 2 = 4.
INSOC. We are the party, and our glorious leader is Big Brother.
What exactly are you willing to trade for your luxury on the internet, on the social highway, the media highway, the internet highway? What are you willing to trade? Everything? Because it seems like most people are willing to trade almost everything. Your financial information, your personal information, your medical information. All out there. All out there in cyberland. Maybe you don't think it means anything. Why would anybody care about it? The most valuable thing that you own is your information. No matter how much money you have in the bank, how much stock you have, how much your 401k is worth, your personal information is still the most valuable thing that you own. And big tech, led by Facebook, led by Amazon, led by Google, led by TikTok, have been slowly, over time, eroding your freedom, like frogs boiling in a pot of water. You just don't know it's happening, but it's happening. And media, the media, is complicit and actually enabling big tech to do all of this. In fact, they're actually in cahoots in some cases. Just look at the Hunter Biden story, the laptop story, the actual laptop story, which is, in fact, a story. I have been arguing with progressives for the better part of a year about this. And I don't profess to be some expert on what's on that computer. I just know that if there is a story out there, America should know what it is. If there's a factual story, America should know what it is. And the actual irony of this story about Hunter Biden is it's a story that's not really about Hunter Biden. It's a story about Joe Biden and his contact as vice president. But farther than that, it's actually a story about truth and honor and decency and how the media should actually run what they do. It's about moral character. It's about fitness to lead. It's about honesty. It's about patriotism. Yeah, Hunter Biden and his dad, you can twist it along with the FBI and turn it to a story about collusion and money grabs and backstabbing, backroom deals. But to me, the Hunter Biden story is a story about honor and being a journalist and actually delivering stories to the American people that are truthful, factual, and honest. And if that rocks the boat, that's what it's supposed to do. That's what the media is supposed to bring to the table. They're supposed to be a watchdog on the evils that eventually seep into the souls of all men. There's nothing unscrupulous or even diabolical about going into business with your son if it's a legal business and you're not a politician who is using your political clout to gain influence for your son. But I'll share this with you one more time. Let me be perfectly clear. The Hunter Biden story is not about Hunter Biden.
It's not even about his dad. It's not about Trump. It's not about the FBI. The Hunter Biden laptop story, for me, is about the failure of the media to uphold their part of a moral contract that they have with the American people. And that's to find out the truth and to share that truth with not only the citizens of this country, but the world. We have every right to know what happened. We have every right to know what happened in that scenario and cases involving other presidents, other leaders, other civic leaders, your mayor, your dog catcher, your senator, your congressman. If politicians can't be 100% transparent, what good are they? And if our media is not driven by a sense of morality, then they're useless as well. The Fourth Estate must deliver unbiased reporting. It is a pillar of democracy, as important as the other three branches of government, because human beings are flawed. And in order to keep democracy in this republic thriving, the media must play an important role connecting the link between government and the people. And it cannot be biased. We have spent the lion's share of the last maybe two decades wrestling with this tsunami of partisan reporting. And I think it's the major reason why the country's at each other's throats. My name is Lee Elsie. Once again, on Friday nights, I get the first hour here on the USA Radio Network. Share that thought with you guys. We'll come right back. Stick around. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and to have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldgateCapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. My job on Fridays, get you all warmed up. And have Wayne hit the ground running, not only for his radio show, nationally syndicated radio show, but also when he hits Lindell TV, again, in just a little while. I was running through some different things and reading a couple of different columns and articles, and I ran across the most influential people in the news media for 2022. And I started to look through it, and, you know, listed the top 10 people, and I went down the list. I won't read all 10 to you, but I'm looking, and I don't see my name anywhere in the top 10. Certainly not the top 5, which annoyed me to no end. And in the top 5, this is why some of these types of lists, you know that they're a little bit suspect, but Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski come in at number 5. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. I actually interviewed Joe a long, long, long time ago. And he was a super nice guy. And then he meets Mika, and the wheels come off for this guy. All of a sudden, he goes woke, goes crazy, goes progressive. But he comes in at number 5 along with his tag team partner, Mika. Number 4 was Tucker Carlson. Number 3, CNN's... what is it? Chris Lick. I never heard, seen these guys before. Chris Lick and David Salzla. I've never watched or heard of their show in my life. So, okay, maybe that's my fault. Elon Musk comes in at number 2, which how Elon Musk could not be number 1 is a bit surprising, but he comes in at number 2 on the list of most influential. And number 1 is Susan Scott, if you don't know that name.
She is the CEO of Fox News. So, of course, she's got some significant clout and probably throws it around quite often. And I don't blame her. I would, too, if I were her. So, you know, a couple people from Fox, a couple people from CNN. Where am I? Where's Wayne on this list? So I'm officially calling this list fake news. Did you see where Elon Musk now is going to institute on Twitter a new feature that will allow users to see how many people actually read their tweets? I thought that was already on there. Like, I'm so, I guess, archaic when it comes to certain portions of technology. I was screaming about this yesterday on my own morning show here in Connecticut about how Twitter baffles me, Facebook has essentially banned me or hacked me into oblivion, and I can't now figure out that new algorithm. I thought your tweets, you know how many people read them by how many likes you got. So is that not a read? If they like it, it's different than reading it? Is that what's happening at Twitter? I don't know the answer to that. I'm actually just throwing that out there. Who knows what the answer to that actually is. In San Francisco, this is a little spooky if you're living out there on the left coast. San Francisco actually approves police robots, killer police robots. I threw in the killer, but police robots, right? Time to set your toasters to stun, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there is technology. There are robots being built, supposedly, that actually eventually will replace the police department. I wonder how progressives actually feel about that. Will progressives hate robot police officers just as much as they hate regular police officers? According to this report, these robot police officers will be equipped with, yes, advanced weaponry and explosives just in case they need to self-detonate. I mean, this seems like a spectacular idea. I mean, keep it in California, please. Keep it in San Francisco. But I think you guys should do a complete test run of exploding killer robots for San Francisco. I love this idea. It's brilliant. Prototypes. Just, again, keep it out in San Francisco. God knows. I mean, you get a call just about every week from Nancy Pelosi's residence out there in San Francisco. So maybe, just maybe, an extra little push from killer robots is the only way to go. And finally, before I take a break, Trump supporters complaining after suffering discrimination at a barbecue restaurant. That's right. Shannon Riggs and her family went to a Trump rally in Richmond, Virginia, wanted to go have some barbecue ribs and chicken. And when they got to the restaurant, they had their Trump paraphernalia on, a hat, a sweatshirt, and the owner would not serve them. No! No Trumps allowed! So, discrimination just doesn't come in the way of your choice of religion, possibly your skin color. No! You can now be discriminated because of what politician you're pulling for. Only in the greatest country in the world, America. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News. News update. The vote is in favor of recommending criminal charges against former President Trump. That's the word coming from the House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol. Politico reports the committee will urge the Justice Department to pursue at least 3 charges against Trump for his role in the riot. The panel will hold its final hearing on Monday. COVID is one thing, but the regular old flu is not to be ignored.
According to new estimates from the Centers for Disease Control, there have been at least 13 million flu cases this year, and that's not counting all the other respiratory illnesses of the past months. But some regions of the USA could still experience big waves of illness into early spring.
A lot of college football will be played in the U.S. Among the corporations lending their names to some of the games, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, one notable non-corporate sponsor, the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. Dean Ucho, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Once again, we dip into our pool of resources when it comes to the Heritage Foundation. Jake Denton is joining us. He is an expert on all things technology. I want to talk to him about Elon Musk. Jake, how are you today?
I'm doing good. You know, staying busy out here. Elon's, news cycle a day, so it's a lot of news for us.
So he drops a couple of tweets since Friday, one saying that Democrats paid millions of dollars to suppress Hunter Biden stories. He comes out just about every day with something new. I mean, this should be the biggest story in the country, right?
Absolutely. I think in many ways it is, but, you know, it's just not being reported on. I think we're kind of witnessing in real time the transition away from kind of these legacy media outlets towards kind of independent journalists. Elon's doing a great deal with that, with, you know, the Twitter files going out through independent folks who function off of Substack, you know, alternative platform versus, you know, typically you just go to the New York Times with something like this. I think we're seeing the end of that right now.
Do you think that the media is going to come around? Is Elon Musk going to be that Pied Piper that brings the media along with him?
I mean, there's basically like two paths here, right? The corporate media can decide that, you know, for the sake of their survival, they're going to actually report the news and, you know, they're going to pivot and actually be honest again. Or they can just stick to the, you know, the route they've been going down where it's just a weapon for, you know, psychological operations. You know, they want to control the people. And that honestly might be just so entrenched, you know, where they're committed to making sure things like the Hunter Biden laptop story doesn't get out. These editorial rooms are, you know, some of the furthest to the left individuals in the entire country. They all just decide what the news is. So, you know, I'd like to think that they could see that people are just stopping, you know, to trust what they're reporting on. But they're just so unaware of kind of the world, really. They're just so insulated in these ivory towers. It's really crazy to see.
Is there anything illegal going on here? I mean, can people actually be charged with any crime here?
So initially this started out and, you know, we were like, this is just Twitter going rogue. You know, we'd love that, you know, it'd be a violation of the First Amendment. You know, they're a private company and this is just a shortcoming of our laws. And then, you know, over the last couple of days, we've heard that Yoel Roth, the former trusted safety, you know, head there, was doing weekly meetings with the FBI. And we know that the FBI in their weekly meetings with Facebook were making recommendations on what types of content to pull down, even citing specific tweets, specific accounts. That's a direct violation of the First Amendment. If the FBI, any other three-letter organization from the executive branch is coming out and saying, you know, these people can't be saying this online. So, you know, if we are able to get those communications in writing or those meeting minutes, for instance, I think we have a really great shot at seeing a First Amendment challenge here.
And what's the, like, and what would be the, I guess, the fallout? Would somebody go to jail for this or no?
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, right, in a serious country, they absolutely would.
Right.
But I think we're seeing, you know, every day it gets crazier, and it's like laws are just vanishing in front of our eyes, right? We all would think that, you know, if during an election cycle, a federal agency came along and said that, oh, you know, maybe you should remove the president's account or maybe you should remove the supporters' account, we would see some heavy action. But it's like we all sit here waiting for stuff, but it just gets more and more grim. So I'd like to think that, you know, with the Republican House, we could get some subpoenas out there and maybe we'll see some real revelations that make it just unavoidable, right? You just have to do something. But I'm not convinced that we're really too eager to take on these types of challenges.
The tweet that came out Friday that I referenced, which, again, made me stop and print this out, which I'm going to read over and over again, and this is Elon Musk on Friday. The Democrats paid the CEO, Jack Dorsey of Twitter, millions of dollars to block and delete people's pages during the 2020 election that posted anything about Hunter Biden's laptop. Let me say that again. The Democrat Party paid millions to block stories about the Bidens, as we said in the beginning. If this is true, and we're assuming that it is, this is the biggest story, maybe the biggest story to come along in a couple of decades.
Absolutely, and you kind of look at the bigger picture within the tech sector right now. We even have the FTX story, right, which is just a giant money laundering operation going back to the Democrats. You have their cozy relationship with these Silicon Valley executives. that directly affected the ability of the Trump campaign to effectively communicate with their voter base. And so you look at this, the broader kind of almost mob that they've assembled where, you know, they can continue to shovel money through the doors without anyone noticing. They can silence their opponents. I mean, it's really a criminal organization at this point.
So let me ask you about Elon Musk. I have my reservations. I'm always very skeptical of people. Certainly, I don't believe that there are a lot of knights in shining armor that are rolling in. But so far, it seems like he is that Renaissance man. He is the modern day Leonardo da Vinci. Is he a good guy or is he an evil guy?
So everything's relative, yeah. Right? I think, like, if you look at the broader kind of corporate scene, you know, whether it be in Silicon Valley or Wall Street or wherever, Elon is probably one of the best executives, right? He seems to actually be a bit of a real human. He has some morals that are driving his decisions. But we've been treated so poorly for, you know, as conservatives for, you know, the last decade or so, that anytime someone, you know, moderately reasonable comes around, we praise them as a hero. This is just normal behavior, right? You should be in pursuit of the First Amendment. You should be in pursuit of these, like, kind of transparent business practices. So I think we're tempted to put him upon a pedestal, but really this is just a reasonable right. kind of way to clean up a company that's been just caught up in all sorts of scandals. So I think, you know, his intentions are better than his peers, but we still have to hold him to the standard, you know, of kind of more altruistic business practice where the people are put before these kind of basically Democrats' political objectives.
So an inordinate amount of conservative either websites or personalities or Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts have all been, or at least assumingly, we've all been shadow banned to some extent. I mean, I got the Facebook hacked. I think my Twitter numbers went way down. I'm waiting for them to jump back up. But do you think that shadow banning is happening worldwide?
Absolutely. I mean, any conservative with a blue check was being looked at with a ton of scrutiny from the trust and safety folks. We saw, and I believe it was Twitter Files 2, the second release of these documents, we got pictures of the interface that they were using to basically flag people. And it's almost comical. They color coordinated, you know, this person can't trend, so he gets a blue tab. You know, this person can't be found in the search bar, so he gets a green tab. It's like they made it as easy as possible for essentially a bunch of kids with sociology degrees to go through and, you know, strike you down for hate speech or hurtful right. content. I mean, I personally, you know, I don't have a huge following. I was outright banned a week before the election on one of those final ban waves from Twitter's trust and safety team that were all essentially fired.
Right.
I've had several accounts in the past that were shadow banned and you couldn't search me. You couldn't do any of that.
Right.
And so I, you know, some of the really, like, fairly small footprint was affected. And so you think about maybe a Charlie Kirk, who we know is caught up in this, or even, you know, the president, obviously. They had, you know, a team essentially assigned to them, making sure people didn't see their stuff.
Right. Yeah, so again, I lost, like I said, thousands, certainly thousands on Facebook as well. So it seems unlikely that it would be just random or chance.
Yeah, so when you see those big followers drop in the previous Twitter, what they were doing is essentially what I've been calling a network ban. It's kind of similar practice to what, you know, counterterrorism operations here in the United States do. They find, like, a hate speech general, for instance.
Right.
They flag that individual, and then they would look at, you know, maybe two adjacent accounts. And if you're a user who follows those three, you were just banned without basically any course of action. You could just go and appeal to a robot, but they're not reinstating you.
Right.
And so as long as you were in this kind of obscure conservative circle, and for them, you know, obscure might be following, like, Mike Lindell to right. Charlie Kirk, that got your account taken away. And, you know, you can appeal it all you want, but you're not getting it back. And so your follower counts were just dropping like a rock. And we're sitting here, and it's like the end of times, right? We see no path back. Our followers are disappearing, and luckily, Elon comes and brings them back, but it really just does show the power of these social media platforms.
So do you think he's going to bring this all the way back? You think the people that were kicked off, including Trump, et cetera, are going to be invited back on and we'll get back to where we were before, or no?
So President Trump is already back.
Yeah.
He's just choosing not to tweet due to the Truth Social deal.
Right.
In terms of, you know, kind of the more obscure little guy accounts, I think he has promised a mass amnesty event. Which is basically, you know, anyone who was banned, with, you know, exception of folks who are breaking the law, will be brought back. And this is really a byproduct of him realizing that the flagging system, you know, the suspension system was compromised. So why should you have to go through a trial to get your account back if you were wrongfully taken off?
Right.
So those folks will be returning. I believe the initial estimate was upwards of 65,000 conservative accounts. And, you know, we'll see if he actually sticks to it. Some of these people are a little more controversial. He's already said, you know, Alex Jones won't be back.
Right.
So there will be exceptions. But it's looking like a lot of folks kind of had a lot of pull will be returning.
Jay, good stuff, man. It was a pleasure getting a chance to chat with you. I really appreciate it. Where can folks learn more about you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter now, you know, at Real, the letter J, Denton.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I write for the Heritage Foundation quite often now, so you can go to our website and search my name up at the top, and you'll see any of my pieces up there.
All right, brother. Thanks. I appreciate it very much. I'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too, man. Jay Denton, there you go. Good stuff with him. Always a wealth of information with our friends over at the Heritage Foundation. Enjoy talking to them very, very much. In fact, we'll do another one in just a second. We'll chat with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. Wayne Allen Root will, in fact, be here, of course, at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can always email me at leeelsieradio@gmail.com, and we can go back and forth that way as well. All right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
And it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com, and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products. They've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Before we bring on Wayne Allen Root, Stephen Ducey from the Heritage Foundation is joining me. And Stephen, I just want to focus for now here for a second, get your opinion, your assessment, I guess is a better word, for the whole Elon Musk saga.
Well, it's kind of nice to know that, all the people that said we were all crazy for thinking this kind of stuff was happening, we're not quite so crazy, I guess. It took a lot of courage for Elon Musk to do this because, he's not just pushing for his ideological beliefs. He's putting some major skin in the game because this could cause this whole company to explode or implode, and he could lose a heck of a lot of money. So I think people that are now attacking Elon Musk need to look at it a little more deeply and say, this guy, he's not just an ideologue. He believes in freedom and in free speech. And I think that's, last time I checked, it was supposed to be one of the principles of this country's foundations. And I think he should be applauded for it. And I definitely think there needs to be some investigations into this, not just with Twitter, but with Facebook and Google and all the other big tech companies that we believe participated in cahoots with people within the FBI and the Department of Justice to change election results or to manipulate election results and to control the truth, I'm doing air quotes here,
right,
of politics in this country. I mean, this needs to be investigated.
So do you think this is an infringement on free speech? It's a private company. It's been a dilemma for me. But it's changed, certainly changed now when the government is involved. I mean, there's reports the FBI and the feds are in cahoots here. There was a definite effort to suppress certain stories from popping up on Twitter and then on Facebook. So I do believe that, you build a better mousetrap, people will come. You build a better Facebook, people will switch. But in this case, I think they clearly crossed the line, right?
I believe they have, yeah. I've discussed this at length with my wife. who's, you know, very much a private company, should do whatever the heck they please. It's their product and their platform and their money. But in this case, those various companies have protections guaranteed for to protect them from litigation in ways that make them the functional equivalent of quasi-public outlets. And then when you throw into it who they were working with, it wasn't just that, you know, the Twitter leadership decided we don't like the way the Republican Party's going, so we're going to censor conservatives and we're going to support, you know, a particular party. They were taking orders and direction and getting fed information from parts of the government that, and I know people, well, this was during Trump's administration. Well, okay, I spent 28 years in the military and the government. I got to tell you, there are a lot of civil servants who work for whatever administration and whatever party's in power, but they definitely have their own political views. And in this case, it was clear that members of the Justice Department and the FBI were pushing certain political views. They don't have the right to do that as civil servants, using their power and their knowledge gained from their job. And private companies are not supposed to take orders from those people. So there's a ton that can be investigated here, should be investigated, and determinations made if laws were broken.
I had a 35-year member of the FBI on with me. He wrote a book about a week ago or so. He's so over-the-top disappointed in the FBI. How disappointed are you in the FBI?
I am terribly disappointed. You know, I used to be one of the FBI's biggest defenders. Whenever people would say they were, you know, playing fast and loose with the rules, I said, look, the FBI is the premier law enforcement organization, not just in America, but in the world. They are the best of the best. They are like literal bulldogs with a bone. They refuse to let it go, and they will find the criminals and bring them to justice no matter how long it takes. But then it seems not just their political appointees, but bunches of their career people made ideological decisions that they were going to fiddle with the outcome of the election. And you don't get to do that. You don't get to pick, well, I don't like who people voted for. I'm going to do everything I can to hamstring that person. Even if you think that person's going to, you know, do something you don't like, and your justification is you're protecting the country from them, that's not your right or role in that case. That is turning our political system, our electoral system, sideways. And you don't have the right to do that, certain members of the FBI. And I think the rest of the members of the FBI are probably every bit as perplexed and ashamed by this as the rest of us are.
All right, brother. Thanks. I appreciate it, as always, spending some time with us. We got to run. Music is playing. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Free.